everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under the heavens. Today, we glorify God in worship as we celebrate this next season in the lives of our graduates.
Thank you. God is good.
And all the time.
We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ this morning and welcome you here to First Baptist Church of Elon. We are especially thankful for all of those family members of our graduates who are here to support you and celebrate this wonderful season of transition with you. Today, we also want to extend a word of thanks to Rob Johnson for filling in for Gay, as Gay is away celebrating her own son's graduation from Asbury Theological Seminary. When she returns, I know you'll want to extend a word of congratulations to her as well. She is one proud mama, as you already know. Today, as we worship, we give thanks to a God who is with us in all seasons of life. And we want to make sure that all of our graduates know that we continue to support you, to pray for you, and celebrate not simply your presence here, but what you add to our lives, each one of you. Thank you.
This morning, our opening scripture passage comes from Psalm 66, reading verses 8 through 20. Bless our God, O people. Let the sound of his praise be heard, who has kept us among the living and has not let our feet slip. For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid burdens on our backs. You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, yet you have brought us out to a spacious place. I will come into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows, those that my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. I will offer to you burnt offerings of fatlings with the smoke of the sacrifice of rams. I will make an offering of bulls and goats. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell what he has done for me. I cried aloud to him, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I have cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has given heed to the words of my prayer. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Father God, we come to you this morning celebrating. We come to you celebrating the achievements of our graduates, but more importantly, celebrating being in your presence, because that's what worship is. And Father, we give you thanks for you being with us, for being with us every day, every step of our way of the journey that you have placed us upon. And Father God, as we gather here as family and friends, as we celebrate these graduates, may we remember the memories that we have, but also the expectations that we carry. Father, we come to you knowing that you are wise beyond our years and you give us the focus that we need. We just lift this prayer to you this morning on this day of celebration in your Son, Jesus Christ's name, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now, if you're able, please stand and join in singing our hymn of praise, number 579. Shine, Jesus, shine, all verses. Please stand. season of graduation is a time filled with rich emotion. You have smiles of celebration and happiness because it's finally over, right, graduates? It's finally over. You have sighs of relief that come from your parents who say, thank goodness it's over. They finally made it. You have times of celebration. You know, you take your cap off or you throw it, or you all stand together as one unison, or your parents celebrate as you walk out the door to go to college and they get a little bit of freedom from you. It is a season of emotion. It is that way here at First Baptist Elon as well. This is a day rich with emotion because as I sit here and look at our graduates that sit on the front row, I see memories. Not just faces, but I see memories, experiences that we've had together for many, many years. And those experiences haven't come to an end. Trust me, there will be many more. But today I do want you to reflect on those memories of here at First Baptist Elon. At first, we're going to recognize our high school graduates, and I've asked our graduates to come forward. They'll receive a gift on behalf of our church, and they'll come and share their names and where they're graduating from and what their future plans are, if they know those future plans at this moment. And I will ask that you hold applause to the very end. But I also want to ask family members, if you are here for one of these graduates, when they are recognized, please stand in honor of them, because we fully recognize that they have done great accomplishments in the classroom, but they've been there for you as well. So all family and close friends, please stand to honor those graduates as they come forward. Again, we'll start with our high school graduates. Our first graduate is Julia Allison.
Hi, so my name is Julia Allison, and on June 1st, I will be graduating from the Burlington School, and then I will be attending North Carolina State University in the fall to study biochemistry on a pre-med track. I would like to thank first God, and then my parents, and my grandparents, and my brother, and most of all, the church family, especially those who have helped with the Children Youth Department. And David, I don't know where I'd be with any of you guys, so thank you for your support the last 18 years.
Our next high school graduate, Abigail Allred.
Hi, my name is Abigail Allred, and I just graduated yesterday from Almet's Burlington Middle College with 32 college credits. Yes. That was a lot of work for a high school student. And I'll be continuing at ACC next year with an associate's degree in arts, and we'll see wherever God takes me. And also, I want to thank you, everyone, for always being there for me and watching me cry and always supportive. And, gosh, the tears are coming. And I want to say it's been a blessing that I get to meet all of you, and I hope that we can come closer in the near future. Thank you.
You'll notice in the list of graduates, our next graduate is Daniel Coble. Daniel was unable to be with us today. He is graduating from Alamance Christian School. He is on a school trip as we speak, so be in prayer for Daniel as he finishes up his studies at Alamance Christian. Now our next high school graduate, Mandy Fitz.
Hi, I'm Mandy Fitz. I'm graduating from Western Alamance High School, and next year I will be attending UNC Chapel Hill, where I plan to double major in exercise science and psychology. I want to thank everyone who made this possible.
Our next high school graduate who was unable to be with us today is Ryan Henry. Ryan will be graduating from Western Alamance High School. I think he's planning to attend Appalachian State University in the fall. Now our next high school graduate, Savannah Lupo.
All right, First, I'd like to apologize for my voice because I had fun last night. So I promise it doesn't normally sound like this. My name's Savannah Lupo, and I'm graduating from Williams High School. Next year, I'll be attending the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, and I'm hoping to double major in biology and radiological science on a pre-med track. And I just want to thank my parents and God and everyone that has supported me through this journey and that will continue to support me.
Our next high school graduate, Nate Mathewson.
Okay, so I'm Nate Mathewson, and I'm graduating from Western Alamance High School, and I will be attending East Carolina University for construction management in the fall. And I would like to really just thank my mom for supporting me in the church also.
Our next high school graduate, Mary Allison Page.
I'm Mary Allison Page. I'll be graduating from Western Alamance High School and attending Mississippi State University in the fall. I'll be majoring in horticultural sciences, and I would just like to thank everyone also for this opportunity.
And our final high school graduate, Emily Pritchard.
I'm Emily Pritchard, and I'll be graduating from Western Alamance High School, and I plan to attend East Carolina University in the fall with an undecided major. I would like to thank the entire church family, my family, David Durham, everyone, for the continuous love and support for 18 years. I truly could not have done it without any of you, so just thank you all so much.
Let's have a round of applause for our high school graduates. I told you graduation is a lot about memory, so we have a presentation we would like to share our high school graduates as Ethan comes and sings our graduation song, Friends.
Dreams God planted in the fertile soil of you. Can't believe the hopes He's granted. Means a chapter in your life is through. But we'll keep you close. As always, it won't even seem you've gone, 'cause our hearts in big and small ways will keep the love that keeps us strong. And friends are friends forever, if the Lord's the Lord of them. And a friend will not say never, 'cause the welcome will not end. And though it's hard to let you go, in the Father's hands we know that a lifetime's not too long to live as friends. When with the faith and love God's given, springing from the hope we know. Keep in close friends as always is the strength that now you show. But we'll keep you close as always. It won't even seem you've gone, 'cause our hearts in big and small ways will keep the love that keeps us strong. And friends are friends forever if the Lord's the Lord of them. And a friend will not say never, 'cause the welcome will not end. And though it's hard to let you go, in the Father's hands we know that a lifetime's not too long to live as friends. And friends are friends forever if the Lord's the Lord of them. And a friend will not say never, 'cause the welcome will not end. No, it's hard to let you go, in the Father's hands we know that a lifetime's not too long to live as friends. No, a lifetime's not too long to live as friends.
Thank you. And this picture's kind of got me. I wasn't expecting that. It's great to see the graduates because I had all these kids in youth or Sunday school at some point. Man, I'm just so proud of you. I'm so happy for you. Let's pray together. Father God, you are so good to us. Every day doesn't go by without a blessing from you above. Lord, we thank you for the graduates and what they meant to us and pray for their continued journey as they lead down the road to where you would have them go, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to give back a little bit of that which you've given us. Lord, it seems so small, but we give from our heart. And we pray that you accept it and it be used for the furtherance of your kingdom. For it's through Christ, Lord, our Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Scripture comes from Acts chapter 17, beginning in verse 22. Hear now the word of God. Then Paul stood in front of the Areopagus and said, "Athenians, I see how extremely religious you are in every way. For as I went through the city and looked carefully at the objects of your worship, I found among them an altar with the inscription, 'To an unknown God.' What therefore you worship is unknown. This I proclaim to you, the God who made the world and everything in it, he who is Lord of heavens and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. From one ancestor he made all nations to inhabit the whole earth, and he allotted the times of their existence and the boundaries of the places where they would live, so that they would search for God and perhaps grope for him and find him, though indeed he is not far from each of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said, 'For we too are his offspring.' Since we are God's offspring, we ought not to think that the deity is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of mortals. While God has overlooked the times of human ignorance, now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will have the world judged in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me? Oh Lord, we confess that often in our ignorance we reach for you and grope for you like those in darkness. But you are the God of light who shines in the world of darkness, who shows us the way, who lights our feet in our path. We trust in the light of your love that redeems even the darkest hearts. And So, Lord, we give you thanks and all glory and praise and honor forever and ever. Amen.
This time we want to recognize our college graduates. The funny thing about college graduation, for some of you, we only get you for a couple years while you're here at Elon University. For others, you've ventured away and now you're coming back. But something we echo here at First Baptist Elon for our college graduates, this is home. You can always have a place to come to because we will always be here for you. Again, I recognize our college graduates and family and close friends. We'll ask that you please stand in honor of them for all their hard work. They'll be followed by a presentation as well. Our first college graduate, Jesse Allison.
Hi, everybody. So I just graduated yesterday from Elon University, go Phoenix, with a BFA in acting and a minor in statistics. And as of May 29th this year, I'll be going on tour this summer with Bright Star Touring Theater Company, where I'll be doing 3 children's shows in rep. And I would just like to thank my family, my church family, my cat, and everyone else who has ever got me to where I am today. I couldn't have done it without you. Thank you.
Our next college graduate, Nigel Carlton.
This tassel's always getting in the way. Good morning, everybody. My name is Nigel Carlton. I just graduated from North Carolina State University with a BS in textile engineering. I will be pursuing my master's degree at North Carolina State, also doing textile engineering, and will be doing research. So thank you so much to my family, to God, David, and everyone else. I appreciate everything you've done for me.
Our next college graduate, Jacob Gordner.
Hey, everybody. Not in a gown. But I wore a tie, so I should get some points. Anyways, I graduated from Elon University, and I originally came here because it was in walking distance, and then I stayed for the past few years because I really liked it here. I got lucky, and I have a car, and I still come here, so it's definitely by choice. My plans this summer are to go back, get a part-time job in Pennsylvania, which is my home now, and then to come back in the area. I've applied for some places. And I'm a music production major and a business minor. So if you know, kick up any jobs anywhere, you know where to find me. Thank you very much.
Our next college graduate that's listed in our bulletin, Erin Leisure, is graduating from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. She was unable to be with us this morning because she is working. However, she will be getting married in August, so celebrations to her, and be in prayer for her as she continues studies further down the road. Now our next college graduate that is with us, Emily Swing.
Hi guys, I just graduated from UNCG with a Bachelor of Science in Elementary Education and Special Education. I signed an early contract with Elements Burlington, so y'all are stuck with me for a little bit longer. I'm staying around and interviewing at some different schools, so I'll keep everybody updated. But just thank y'all so much for your support, not only through high school graduation, but now through college. Couldn't have done it without y'all.
Emily didn't mention that she's getting married in like 2 weeks too, so just, yeah, kind of big news. And our last college graduate, Lindsay Swing.
So I just graduated from Appalachian State University with a Bachelor's of Science in Sociology, and minors in both Psychology and Human Resources Management, and I plan on taking a gap year in working and then applying for Masters of Public Administration programs for August of 2018. So thank you.
Let's have a round of applause for our college graduates. Now we want to tap into some of those memories for our college graduates. So. Stated earlier before, this season of graduation is a season of emotion. It's also a season of words of wisdom and instruction, right, graduates? You've heard it from your family members. You've heard it from your fellow students. You've heard it from your teachers. You've heard it from the administration. You've heard it from whichever commencement speaker is speaking, the one that's speaking at the baccalaureate, then the convocation, and then the afterwards at your departmental meetings. You've heard lots of wisdom. And the funny thing is, you are so bursting with emotion at this moment in time because you're excited because you're almost done, and you're a little worried because you're not sure what next week's going to bring. And then all these words of emotion go in one ear and out the other. So this morning, what am I supposed to do? Give you words of wisdom. And I just try to make it as short as possible. Three simple words. Now, all you English majors out there, do not crucify me for the misspelling or the miswording of this sentence, because it probably should be just be yourself. But my thought is, if the graduates are full of emotion, you get to just be you and they're done. So I cut it off to 9 letters. Just be you. Just be you. We live in a world that is full of facades, that is full of masks, that is full of chameleons who dress up or act or try to be what society expects you to be. We don't need any more of that. We need you to be you. Many of you know that I am a lover of sports. All of y'all know in the front row, I love sports. And some of you are in-state grads, so I'm call out to NC State here, NC State. All of you are familiar with the basketball coach, Jim Valvano, a charismatic figure. For all those even non-sports fans, you probably know the name of Jim Valvano. You probably recognize him for two things. Either after they won the 1983 national championship, the young coach running around the NCAA court trying to find somebody to hug. Nobody would hug the man. He just won the national championship, and he's running around like he's a stray dog. Or you know him from his speech in 1993 at the ESPYs, oftentimes referred to as never give up, don't ever give up speech, which has become a tagline for cancer research with the Jimmy V Foundation. Jim Valvano was a man of many words. He wouldn't do a 3-word sermon title. He'd probably make it a paragraph. But in 1993, shortly before he passed away, a young sports writer asked him if he could come and interview Valvano. And Valvano said, sure. He said, my health's not great, but sure, you can come in and I'll talk with you about it. And so he kind of recounted his coaching career. At the age of 24, he was chosen as the head coach for a small college. And being the passionate, charismatic figure he came into his locker room the very first time with his players, and he said, you know what? We're going to win. And if we don't win, we're going to win anyway. And if we lose, we're going to be winners because we're going to win. Because if you don't win, you won't be coming back to play with me next year. Valvano was a man who loved winning. And a couple weeks into practice, his players had a meeting with him. He said, Jim, why is winning so important to you? Valvano repeated these words. He said, because the final score defines you. You lose, ergo, you're a loser. You win, ergo, you're a winner. The players said, no, Jim, that's not right. They insisted participation is what matters. Trying your best, regardless of whether you win or lose, that's what defines you. So at the age of 24, Valvano heard these words. He chewed on them a little bit, and he said it took him 23 more years to finally recognize the truth in those players' words. He said it took bolting from the mattress 3 or 4 times a night with his t-shirt soaking with sweat and teeth rattling from the fever chills of chemotherapy. It took those nights and those experiences to think about what his players said. Participation is what matters. Not whether you win or whether you lose. Just be you. There's a scripture passage, actually one verse this morning that I want to direct you to. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Jeremiah was a prophet in the latter stages of the nation of Judah. And this nation was coming downhill. Their decisions had been poor, specifically under the kings that had ruled there, Josiah, Jehoiakim, and finally Zedekiah. And Jeremiah was called to come and prophesy not just to the kings, but to the nation as a whole, to the people. He had a message that God had set up from him, and he said this verse, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." And this is God speaking. "And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nation." I like it a little bit better in the message, which each of you have today as one of your gifts. It says this, "Before I shaped you in the womb, I knew all about you. Before you saw the light of day, I had holy plans for you. A prophet to the nations. That's what I had in mind for you." You see, Jeremiah was having to prophesy to a nation that was a lot similar to what we are. A lot of facade. A lot of masks. A lot of separation and disappointment and despair. And Jeremiah was called by God to go do this. And this wasn't an easy task, because the challenge that Jeremiah was being given by God was to speak to a nation that had shut their ears off. They were speaking to a nation who thought they knew what was best for them. Little did they know, the Babylonian Empire was rising to power, and in a few short years they would overrun the nation of Judah. And it was Jeremiah's job to prepare them, to equip them. And God said, "You know what, Jeremiah? This task is bigger than you, but I'm with you. You know what? I created you. Before you were even born, I knew you." Now, if you look at the history of the Greek word behind that "knew," there's two meanings that come from that. The two meanings are this. When he says, "I knew you," first, it means I gave you a job and I chose you. I knew you and I chose you. God chose Jeremiah for this important duty. He knew Jeremiah was destined for this mission, even before he saw the light of day. But it doesn't stop there. The Greek word also can be defined in a second way. In this way, knowing means watching over and caring for. Not just, "I'm going to give you a job and go do it and good luck." It's, "I'm going to give you a job, go do it, and I'm going to prepare you from the first day you took a breath to the last day of your last breath. I am with you." That's how God knows each one of you. That's how God knows each one of you. And he has a plan. And he has a purpose. And he's placed us on a path, on a journey that's going to let us achieve those plans and purposes if you follow three simple words. Just be you. I have a minister friend who traveled to Egypt about a month ago and had a chance to recount with her some of the travels that she had. And she went to Egypt and she was looking at this ancient civilization. And she stopped for a minute as she's sharing the pictures and the stories that she experienced. And she said, "You know what? God has been in the creating business for a very long time." And it went in my ear and out the other. But I thought about that. God has been in the creating business for a very long time. The same God that created this universe created you. The same God that created this world created you. The same God that created life and everything that breathes us created me. He created you how he wants you to be. Not what society tells you to be, not what other people expect from you. God created you. So just be you. Just be you. Jeremiah followed that path, and he was him, and he delivered the message. So my question today is this: why turn in a different direction than the God who created each one of you? Why go opposite of what he wants you to do? Because he's done a pretty good job, if you haven't noticed. just be you. Don't be anybody else. That's not what the world needs. Just be you. It took Jim Valvano 23 years of coaching and a life of turmoil and struggle through spinal cancer to recognize that. So I'm trying to get you a jump start on that. Graduates, just be you. There's a poem I want to share as I close this morning. It's a poem that I came across, and as I read it, I thought to myself, wow, you know, this guy's got it going on. He knows what he's doing. Rudyard Kipling, a poet of the late 1800s and early 1900s, penned a poem titled If. And as we close this morning, let me share it with you. You can read it. It's on the projector behind it. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make your thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and which is more, you'll be a man or woman, my child. Just be you. Let us pray. Father God, may we take that message, not just in this season of graduation, but to every season of celebration and sadness. Every single day when we wake up, if we can just be who you have created us to be, the world will be so much better. Father God, may that be our challenge this day and every day, to just be you. Let us now stand and sing our hymn of response, number 60, Be Now My Vision. We'll be singing verses 1 through 4. Please stand if able as we sing.
for our benediction and response as we receive this blessing. Christ before you, Christ behind you. Christ on your right side, Christ on your left side. Christ at your waking moment, Christ when you lay down at night. May Christ be with you always. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.